President Trump tonight at the massive Pennsylvania plant that makes Mack trucks, touting the U.S. economy with himself in the driver's seat.
Oil is going to come charging down, and with oil comes everything else.
Pointing to falling oil and gas prices after the preliminary peace deal with Iran. Ship tracking data showing crossings through the Strait of Hormuz nearly tripling this week, but with traffic still below pre-war levels. And now a new flashpoint has emerged in the negotiations. The U.S. saying Iran has agreed to allow U.N. nuclear inspectors in, but the Iranian regime claims it made no new commitments. The president was asked about those denials today.
They're wrong. They know they're wrong. They told us inside, and we have it down 100% inspections. And if they were right, I'd cancel the meetings right now.
The president set to speak with Republican senators, largely skeptical of the initial deal, behind closed doors tomorrow.
I think we've got to give the president an opportunity to get his work done, while at the same time making clear that none of us trust the Iranians.
I think anybody that's been critical of it has to be educated, even if they're friends of mine, because we have Iran in a position that nobody's ever had. Everything's been wiped out.
But tonight, the Senate with a rare rebuke of the president's war effort in Iran, joining the House in voting to direct the president to end it or seek congressional approval. Four Republicans joining nearly all Democrats to pass the symbolic resolution, which does not have the force of law.
Garrett is joining us now from the North Lawn. And Garrett, you are just getting in a new response from the White House to that Senate vote. What does it say?
Yeah, Hallie, a White House official tells NBC News that in their view, this vote has no significance. The resolution won't even go to the president's desk to be vetoed. And the Democrats have pushed this effort to end a war that the White House says is now already over.